side hustles sound like a great idea. A bit of cash, maybe even a path to financial freedom. But the moment you start looking into it, you're hit with a minefield of bad advice. Even just a quick Google will soon throw out pyramid schemes or six-figure income in 2 hours a week. Gurus selling dreams they've clearly never built themselves. Now look, it doesn't have to be this hard. The trick is laying the right groundwork early, so then you can grow something real without all of the mess. So welcome to Ask the Experts, where each week we talk to people in the industry, get that inside word on what's happening right now and what that means for the tactics you should use to make the most of your money. And today we're digging into how to start a side hustle that actually works without losing time, money, or hopefully your mind. Helping us out on this is Joanna Greaves, General Manager of Business Banking at Kiwi Bank. She's been around long enough to know what separates the side hustles that are successful from the ones that quietly crash and burn. Making Sense is on a mission to make money simple, and I just couldn't do that without the support of Kiwi Bank. It's really important to me to only work with companies that understand that mission. And for Kiwi Bank, their purpose is to help Kiwi and Aotearoa be better off. So bringing you real stories of different approaches to finance is one of the ways they're making a difference to the lives of their customers. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi. Thank you very much, Joanna, for coming on. Lovely to have you. Have you ever had a side hustle yourself?
Thanks so much, Frances. Happy to be here. And absolutely, actually, I do. So our family operate a very small side hustle in little old Manawatu. So we sell pasteurized eggs to our local community. Born and raised on a dairy and potato cropping farm and some 10 years of hands-on farming experience myself, I think you could call this a lifestyle hustle. So for me, it's that. It's connecting me back to grassroots New Zealand. I really value the, you know, the connection to the land and the importance of food provenance. So for me, it's also around providing my children with the opportunity to appreciate that journey from paddock to plate and awareness around buying, supporting local. But most importantly, it's good for them to see that real orchestration of effort required to the mechanics of running a business and managing conflicting priorities, you know, in the real world. And then, you know, it's a brilliant contrast to my day job. It's grounding, it's practical, and it serves as a really strong reminder of the challenges and the joys that small business owners face every day. So plenty there to keep me on my toes.
Yeah, I'll bet. That feels like it hits a lot of the different boxes that you'd want a side hustle to tick, because I love them. I think that they are a brilliant way to bring in some extra cash. Had many a side hustle in my time, but they can be tricky, right? They can be a good way also to burn out. They can end up costing you more, or they can take up so much of your time. So when you're looking at the financial side and you're thinking about things before even starting out, is there a smart way to get started on this to lay the groundwork right?
Yeah, there's a couple of things I think about when you're thinking about starting out. And for me, most importantly, you know, you're starting to think about knowing your numbers. So know your numbers, build a plan and a really simple budget. It doesn't have to be complicated, but I like to think about it in terms of getting clear around where you're heading. So where do you want to be? Where are you now and how will you get there? And for me, that first step, as you're starting to think about where do you want to head, it's really crucial to get clear on the purpose of the hustle. So your why. For me, that purpose is what drives those 2 feet on the floor every day. It serves as a focus for the two hands on the steering wheel when you're sort of navigating some rocky country. It's that purpose that drives that ability to dig deep when things get really tough. So clarifying, first of all, the purpose of the hustle. Is it a passion project? Is it like me? Is it a lifestyle hustle? Is it nurturing a new skill set? So perhaps learning, a learning opportunity, learning something new. Is it a pathway to a full-time business? Or perhaps it is a means to, you know, providing supplementary income. But getting like really clear around what that purpose is will help support in identifying what success could look like. Second, get really, really clear on where you'll direct your focus and energy and identify the gaps, perhaps where you might need some further support or guidance. So when you're starting out small, you tend to have control of all the functional responsibilities, despite it being a really small business. And with limited resources, it can be imperative to minimize the outgoings, but it's absolutely crucial. You can burn a lot of time, energy, and money doing all of these things. So that can sometimes compromise the results. So get clear on where you'll direct the effort and perhaps where you might need to outsource for some support. And then when you're thinking around those numbers, like know your startup costs, your expected income, and just really consider how long you can sustain that level of activity for before it's able to stand on its own two feet. Now, look, I get that for some people, numbers are simply not your thing. And if numbers aren't your thing, seek some support and don't be afraid to ask questions. There's, you know, a phenomenal ecosystem of support out there. Asking people that have already traveled that path are only ever too willing to share some insight. So don't be afraid to get curious and ask questions.
Yeah, I feel like that's a real risk in general, right? Because a lot of people, especially on the side hustle front, it can start out quite often as a passion project, something you enjoy that you're like, oh, I think maybe I could also make money from this too. And the numbers side of it, the actual business side of it, isn't necessarily a strength. You're just really good at the actual business itself, not the business side of it, if you know what I mean. And so where do people go to learn a little bit more? When you say, you know your numbers and figure some of these things out, are there good resources around that can make this a little bit easier, at least to give you that first little grounding?
You know, we've got a phenomenal ecosystem in New Zealand. We're really fortunate. So whether it's thinking about like some of the local business networks, might be a mentor or someone to bounce ideas off. You know, the Ministry of Awesome offer innovation hubs, co-working spaces, mentoring for founders. Startup Aotearoa is another, you know, incredible program that's driven to provide meaningful impact for the startup ecosystem, and ensuring that that support is accessible. So there's that ecosystem. There's people that you might connect to in the network that have already been on that journey, or they've become addicted to the side hustles themselves, and they have learnt how to fail fast. They've learnt what, you know, they really have their finger on the pulse and know when it's working and when it's not. So I think it's people are really willing to share information. It's just that sense of vulnerability, of feeling a little bit silly, like none of these questions are silly. So for me, it's around like getting really curious and asking those questions. Might not be a financial advisor or an accountant, might be a bank, but I think that network's also really, really phenomenal here. And that where I've seen people do really, really well is where they've gotten curious, they've been a little bit vulnerable, and they've taken advantage or leveraged that system to get ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And this is something that I've struggled with myself. I am someone who I like learning new things, but I am really bad if I feel dumb. I get really angry. I don't enjoy it at all. And I get so mad if something is making me feel stupid. And so myself and my husband, he works behind the scenes on this business with me too. And we actually did. You can get free small business courses as well. And I think the resources you've mentioned are fantastic. I would also add that the free small business courses you can find, we went through Open Polytechnic, but there are others around, and they are legitimate, real NZQA courses that you can do for free. Literally just Google free small business course, and they all pop up, and they're brilliant, and they can help you with that grounding of some of the things you want to do if you're looking to level up your side hustle. Are house prices about to fall further, or is a recovery on the way? Sabrina Delgado from our friends at KiwiBank joins us to break down the money changes impacting the property market and what we can expect to see next. Catch the episode from 6th of August. Are house prices about to drop more? What you need to know in 2025. This is Making Kiwi Better Off. This is Kiwi. I think the thing is, though, of course, before a lot of places even hit that sort of level, side hustles, they often start out so small. You might have hopes of turning it into a business one day, but they often, at the very least, start out small. So in terms of when you're looking at your cash, this is something that I have had so many people mention to me as a massive, massive bear trap. Personal accounts versus business accounts. How soon should you be keeping that cash separate, and how do you do it best?
One of the smartest moves I've seen early on, you know, is to separate that account out for your hustle. And that's not just about the banking, but that's about signaling to yourself and to others that you're really serious. So, you know, making and receiving payments in your business name enables you to monitor profitability more effectively in a really simple way, demonstrate the progress or the journey that you've been on to potential lenders, or perhaps when you're looking to apply for funding. And through the eyes of customers, suppliers, and potential lenders, it ultimately boosts that awareness around your business brand, which really builds credibility and trust, which I think is really, really valuable and often underestimated. I guess a good time for a side hustle to consider switching if they haven't started out with a separate bank account might be when they're consistently generating income, or perhaps they're incurring business associated expenses that they might want to track and claim at the end of the tax year. They're GST registered, or they're planning to be, or they're planning to scale up or secure business funding. And at KiwiBank, I've seen, you know, customers really benefit from making the shift early. It's a really small step that sets the tone for your business, but can have a really big impact when it comes to how you manage, grow, and present your business out in market.
100%. So agree on that need to have things set up so that you feel a little slicker even at the beginning. And it's also, you know, it's so easy these days to set up extra accounts. It's one of the budgeting tips that I use in personal finance all the time, is have different accounts for different purposes. Having multiple accounts can really help keep track of things. And so when I look at something like, even if your side hustle is really small right now, even if it's just little and you're not even sure if it'll make a profit this year, you know, I still think having that separate account so that it keeps it detangled from your personal finances, there's so much mental admin anyway, that I do think that's quite important, you know?
Oh, incredibly. And I think it just sets up those sort of habits and rituals right from the get-go. There's no confusion around having to try and find the receipts, or going through, strolling through your personal account and looking for all the things. They're already segregated. So it is a really simple and meaningful way of segregating that out and treating it like a professional business. That's, you know, hence that it just really signals and sets the tone right from the get-go. So yeah, couldn't agree more.
Yeah, 100%. Look, if there's just one thing that you've seen help the average side hustler the most, what would that be? What's the number one top tip?
Oh, Francis, you're putting me on the spot. I think I'd have to go with two. Sorry, I know you asked one.
All right, we'll allow two.
I'm going to go with two. The juggle is real for side hustlers, right? Side hustlers are juggling full-time jobs, family responsibilities, and their business all in one. They're attempting to juggle all the balls, keep them all up in the air. They're wearing all the hats, performing all the functions. So, you know, it can be incredibly isolating being a side hustler. So you're wearing the hats, you're trying to make it work in the margin of your day. You're often squeezing some of those responsibilities into evenings and weekends when energy's low and there's little time to refuel the tank. So I'm really mindful of that. And so, you know, that's a risk. But I love to encourage side hustlers to really consider their wellness as a business asset. So, you know, it's set those boundaries, seek support, and protect your brand. Like, that wellness piece does underpin the success of your business too. In my experience, getting really curious, getting connected, asking questions, and leveraging that support from the ecosystem boosts confidence, it boosts capability, and often it's that connection that can open the door to, you know, further growth opportunities. So the juggle is real for side hustlers. Don't do it alone. Get curious, get connected, ask questions, and think about how you'll build your network and promote your wellness as you go along that journey as well.
Love it. Love it. That is absolutely golden advice, especially protecting your wellness, because it is all too easy to burn out and you won't get anywhere doing that. So thank you so much, Joanna Greaves from KiwiBank, giving us the inside word there on being a smarter side hustler. Now, if this episode was helpful to you, first of all, hit subscribe. Secondly, send it to a friend so we can all level up our money together. And until next time, have a great day. Just a note before you go.
This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.